It's not often that species listed under the Federal Endangered Species Act get off that list. But in 2013, West Virginia's northern flying squirrel did. While challenges remain, federal biologists say the species continues to do well, in large part due to the restoration of its habitat, red spruce forests. Reporter Brittany Patterson recently took a hike in this iconic Appalachian ecosystem to find out more.
To understand how West Virginia's northern flying squirrel is doing, it's essential to visit what remains of the state's high-elevation red spruce forests.
So the really cool thing about it is we always say, as the spruce goes, the squirrel goes.
That's U.S. Forest Service biologist Shane Jones. We're hiking in a rare patch of virgin spruce in the Monongalia National Forest. Rare because beginning in the late 1800s, the vast majority of the state's red spruce was logged. After the forests were clear-cut, devastating fires burned up much of the spruce seeds. In its place, hardwood forest grew back.
So we went from well over 1 million acres to less than 100,000 acres of red spruce forest. And that was the big disturbance that really threatened the northern flying squirrel.
The squirrels and red spruce forest are inextricably connected, says Cordy Diggins, a research scientist at Virginia Tech.
There's also certain food items that they like that are associated with spruce forests.
She's talking about truffles. People like them, and so do squirrels. The fungi grow along the roots of spruce trees in deep organic soils created in these high-elevation forests. Diggins says for almost three decades, the northern flying squirrel was under federal protection, largely because its habitat, the red spruce forest, was so endangered.
And the spruce forests go away, the squirrel's not going to have any habitat.
Recently, federal biologists released an optimistic status report. It found in the 5 years since being taken off the list of endangered species, northern flying squirrels are still found across much of their range. But not everyone is convinced the squirrels are out of the woods, or in the woods. Noah Greenwald directs the Endangered Species Program for the Center for Biological Diversity. The conservation group sued and won protections for the northern flying squirrel in the mid-2000s. He's concerned wildlife managers don't really know how many squirrels are out there.
They just have some, you know, sort of somewhat sporadically collected information showing squirrels to be present or absent in different areas.
And he has concerns about the forest restoration work to expand squirrel range.
They're taking out these big hardwood trees that are part of the squirrel's habitat, and then they're planting young red spruces, which, you know, aren't currently habitat and won't be for a while.
So now we're going on to an area that we call the Maurer Tract.
As we pull off the side of the winding mountain road, Jones, the Forest Service biologist, explains that for decades, this 40,000-acre parcel was owned by the Maurer Land and Lumber Company. It was logged and mined for coal into the 80s before his agency purchased it. In the mid-2000s, Jones wondered if this land could be reforested with red spruce. Knee-high green baby spruce trees dot the brown landscape, growing up among the twisted, decaying limbs of downed hardwoods.
What we're doing is we're taking an area that was like a biological desert, stuck in arrested succession, the ground was compacted, and we're putting it back into a forest that eventually, like a long time from now, will be a functional red spruce ecosystem.
Jones admits that from the outside, it does seem crazy to create a new red spruce forest by wrecking a totally good hardwood forest.
Yeah, it looks crazy, doesn't it?
Downing trees, creating wetlands, uncompacting the soil. Jones says all of this increases the chances red spruce forest and the squirrel will thrive again here one day.
I think 50 years squirrels is not unrealistic.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson on Sheep Mountain.